a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dujanovic are right on the money on KSL News Radio.
Well, they're just 10 cents, right? They're only worth 10 cents anyways, a dime. But a Utah man, Deloy Hansen, he just played a big part in buying one for $1.3 million.
Oh, man. A dime?
A dime. It's 125 years old. It was a silver dime sold at an auction. It was sold over the weekend. And there's supposedly only nine of them around.
So this is my biggest fear. Is that at one point, I used that dime for a handful of Skittles. That's my fear, Debbie.
Oh, in a bubblegum machine?
Yeah, at some point, I'm going to make it up to heaven, and they're going to be like, you're not going to believe the boneheaded thing you did, all for a handful of Skittles that are super stale and terrible. 1.3 mil.
We're going right on the money. We do that every day at this time. Of course, on Thursdays, thanks to our friends at Zions Bank, we give away $1,000. And yep, it's part of the $1,000 challenge. We're all trying to cobble together $1,000 in our savings account by the end of the year. So an emergency savings fund so we don't have to dip into the credit card the next time the air conditioning unit goes out. This winter, it'll be the heating unit that goes out in my home, no doubt.
Way cheaper.
I wanted to talk about this. Because I was fascinated by it when I saw the article cross yesterday. It was actually in our email. I thought it was a press release. So only 24 dimes were struck at the San Francisco Mint in the late 1800s. And like I said, there's only nine of them left. So you can see why the value, I guess, $1.3 million. I don't know. I'm not a coin collector. That sounds like a lot of money to spend.
Yeah, it's a crazy business.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You look at how these things are valued. It's mind-boggling. I have some family members that dabble in it. They're not like $1.3 million. They're not with Deloy here trying to like outbid him, but they do. They love it, and they like collecting. In fact, when they get handed a bunch of change, if we're out to eat, they will go through and just kind of systematically, they're like, nope, that's a good one.
I had a collection, a pretty broad collection of wheat pennies that my grandpa had passed down to me.
Wheat?
Yeah, they're pennies. You know, now the pennies have, you know, like what, Lincoln's head on them, and they don't look the same. Okay. What do they have on them? I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even, like, I get a penny and I just ignore
Lincoln's
it.
Still there.
Yeah, okay. But these had wheat, like a little wheat embossed on it. And my grandpa gave me a ton of them, and I kept them in my jewelry drawer on the top of my dresser. I didn't have any jewelry in the jewelry drawer, but I had the wheat pennies. And my husband, my daughter would walk in the room, so cute. She was just such a cute little toddler. And she would do good things, you know, like do a little chore and expect daddy to give her a penny or something. And so he gave her, didn't realize they were my wheat pennies from my grandpa's collection. I mean, I'm sure they weren't worth anything. They were probably worth a dime. But he gave her one at a time over the course of several months, and she would walk to her piggy bank where we put all of our loose change, and she'd toss it in her piggy bank. And I had no idea. And then we took the piggy bank to the bank or whatever.
Gone.
All my wheat pennies are gone. So along with your Skittles nightmare, my wheat pennies that my grandpa gave me are gone.
Watch, 50 years from now, those wheat pennies will be worth thousands, tens of thousands of dollars.
So I just thought this brought up a moment in my brain, like so many of these articles I read do, and I know, Dave, you have the same thing. It's like, what did I spend money on that I regretted? Not saying that Deloy Hansen's going to regret it, because he's a coin collector. Do you know him? He's the owner of Real Salt Lake?
Yeah.
Do you know, have you interviewed him?
No. No, that was, Yeah, I haven't.
You haven't crossed paths with him.
I haven't crossed paths with him.
So he's supposed to be displaying that publicly at some point. I actually want to go see it. But it brought this up. What have you spent way too much money on? And we're talking right on the money. And I wish I had this $800 back. But what's your story, Dave?
My $300 pool cue. The Balabushka.
I've never heard of these.
I got into pool.
For a minute?
Billiards. It was like a summer.
A hot minute.
And I convinced myself that I just had to have one of those pool cues that actually breaks down. You know, like unscrews.
It has its own little pole.
Yeah, it breaks down. It's like really heavy duty, well balanced, great tip. And it is very, very good. It did not change my pool game at all.
Where did you play pool? Because that sounds so random for you.
Yeah.
Because you don't go to bars.
No, there was my buddy had a little place and he played a lot. He got me into it and he had a nice little table that we played on.
Did he buy the pool cue after you stopped using
it? No, I still got it.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh.
Maybe I'll take it. I actually played a pretty good game of pool not too long ago.
$300. You can have it.
Well, I don't want to pay that much. So here's my dumb purchase story.
Stockton with a ball, front court left. He looks to Karl Malone. He's got him.
No, it wasn't
you bought the Jazz?
It wasn't the Jazz. It wasn't even Jazz tickets. Dave, I went to an auction to raise... I think I actually emceed an auction. This was the one I emceed to raise money for kids. And you do things for the children, right?
Yes.
So there was a signed Jazz basketball. Yep.
Stockton with a ball, front court left. He looks to Karl Malone.
It has Stockton's signature on it. It has Malone's signature on it. It has a whole lot of guys back from the 90s. It has all their signatures on it. I paid. I'm embarrassed. I had to put it on a credit card. I don't know if the moment just I got swept up in the moment. I paid $800 for this thing.
Debbie.
I didn't have $800.
Are you kidding?
No, I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, auctions, they do this though. This is what happens. You get caught up in the moment and you're just overwhelmed and you think, oh, it's for a good cause. I'm doing it.
And I'm going to beat out the bid for the lady in the front row. I don't care how much I have to spend. Dave, I have lugged this thing from house to house. It sits in a case, a plexiglass kind of case. It doesn't fit on any shelf. I finally put it under the stairs. I'm sorry to Gail Miller and the Jazz. This the only meaning this has to me is that I helped raise money for the school. And I and so I finally, I think I couldn't find it yesterday. I wanted to see who else signed it. I think I have my son has it. I didn't know this, Dave, when I bought it. You have to have papers authenticating the autographs. And I was like, here's $800. I took my basketball and went home. And so I've had this thing for years. I bet you I've had this thing 25 years.
Debbie, does it look like this? I just pulled it up on eBay. I pulled up a 1988-89 Jazz team signed ball.
Yeah, but it wasn't that old.
There's a letter of authenticity.
It's probably the early 90s.
Okay.
Does it have a letter of authenticity?
Yeah, this has a letter of authenticity. It's going for $2,000.
Oh, okay.
No one is purchasing that ball. Nobody is.
Nobody wants it?
No, because I see another ball that is going for $94. Team sign.
Exactly. That was the dumbest purchase I ever made.
So it's either $94 or $2,000. It just kind of depends. But the fact that you don't have any letter of authenticity, that doesn't help.
Makes it worthless.
It doesn't help.
No, I have lugged that thing around the house, and there's no good place to store these. Trust me, there's no good place to display these unless you have a man cave somewhere and you have other signed baseballs or basketballs or footballs or whatever, but it just goes with nothing.
Okay, so this is the thing about signed balls, because we have some. My dad played for the Cincinnati Reds, so we have some really nice signed balls back when Dad played. So I have Sandy Koufax, Johnny Bench, Pete Rose. I have some really nice memorabilia. But kind of who cares, right? Unless you're a collector, unless you're going to sell them, they just turn into a nice little family heirloom. Do you know where those balls have sat most of my life? In a drawer, undisplayed.
Take them to an auction. Some woman will come along and
pay $800 for them. Hey, Debbie, I'm selling some new stuff.
Presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, he's revealing his new plan to gut the criminal justice system. He says it's so wrong, it needs to be fixed. I'm going to tell you why I think part of his plan is just simply ludicrous and will actually increase crime.
You're right on the money with Dave and Dujanovic.
Hey guys, I'm Alex Keery.
And I'm Scott Mitchell.
You may have heard our new sports talk show in the evening called Unrivaled.
And if you haven't heard it, you should try it out Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m.
Scott was a quarterback in the NFL for 12 years, so you get that unique former player's perspective.
And Alex has covered sports for KSL for the past decade.
From the Jazz, the Utes, the Cougars, and the Aggies to the NFL, we're passionate about our teams, and we want you to join that conversation.
Every night, 7 to 9 p.m. on KSL News Radio, on the KSL News Radio app, and wherever podcasts are found.
It's KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for.
The sport you love.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.